What's happening, Chattanooga? Scott Van Pelt here. More Press Row with Jay Greason and David Pascal now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com. But that's no problem.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe and fantastic Friday. You can listen to Press Row weekdays from 3 to 6 here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You can also listen on the Stay Mobile live stream at ESPNChattanooga.com.
That's right. Just click the Listen Live tab in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage and you're all set. Stay Mobile is the industry leader in quality, affordable cell phone repairs, accessories, and protection plans for your mobile devices. Stay Mobile repairs come back by a lifetime warranty. Drop by one of Stay Mobile's two local locations today in the Walmarts on Signal Mountain Road and Greenway View. Remember, friends, stay mobile so you can stay connected.
All right, joining us on the Hardee's Hotline now is Gordon Lee standout Tucker Bradley, who is known regionally but now known nationally and appearing in this week's Sports Illustrated Faces in the Crowd. Tucker, congratulations. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Thanks for joining us. And wanted to just ask, I mean, obviously, you pitch a complete game and you hit for the cycle. How did your coaches send the info to Sports Illustrated? And when did you find out you were going to be in this week's issue?
I'm really not sure how they got noticed me or my performance of the game. But my mom was sitting in my sister's banquet and she got an email saying, they noticed my game and they wanted for a chance to be nominated for Faces in the Crowd. And so I don't really know who nominated me or how they found out, but all they did was email my mom and I found out after that.
And did you have the heads up that it was going to be in this week's issue?
Yes. Once I heard that it was official and we for sure were going to be in it, they told us it was going to be in this week's issue, yes.
Okay, I got to take you back to that game. Regular season finale, April 21st, down in Rome against Darlington. You're pitching, you get up big, you've singled, you've doubled, in the third inning, you've tripled. When you're standing there on third base, when did it kind of hit as far as hitting for the cycle?
I knew I had the single and the double, and when I hit a line drive that got in the gap, and I saw the center fielder barely miss it, and I knew I had to leg out a triple because I knew I had a chance if I got out the triple. And when I got to third, I realized all I had to do was home run. All I needed was another at bat. So I was just hoping to get one more at bat in because at that time we were close to run rolling them. That's all I was hoping for.
All right, and talk about that fourth inning then. Yeah, the game's over. It's academic at this point. What is going through your mind in that fourth inning when you go up to the plate?
There was two outs when I was on deck, and I was like, just let him get on. Just give me one chance. And so when I the kid in front of me walked, so I was and then he got me to 3-0. And I was like, if it was in the dirt, I was swinging just to get another pitch. And I looked down to my coach, and he said, swing away on 3-0. So I got a good pitch I could handle, and when I hit it, I knew it was gone.
You're listening to Tucker Bradley from Gordon Lee, the Auburn baseball signee, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Tucker, congratulations. Ballpark number of copies of SI at the Bradley household as we speak.
As of now, they only got two right now.
Well, I think they're going to need to get to the Walgreens.
Yes, sir.
Now, going to Auburn, are you going down there as an outfielder, as a pitcher, or have they talked about potentially doing both?
At first, with the new coaching staff, all they wanted was outfield. And then this year, I had to step up in my high school pitching-wise. So they saw some video of me pitching, and they really want to see how I can translate to the next level in pitching, too. So I'm really excited about hoping to be able to do both.
Now, because high school buddies are the best buddies, we've all got them, and we all know how we like to pull each other's strings. How much heckling have your friends given you about this?
Right after the game, they all were going crazy about it, and then the next game, they were like calling, just saying how big of a deal it was, and that they're asking, like, if I'd go for the cycle again in the playoffs or whatever, just messing around for sure.
And you join a list of folks, Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, I mean, Joe Mauer, I mean, the list of folks who have been in that position is really impressive. Congratulations, Tucker.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tucker Bradley here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Tucker, did you get Sports Illustrated when you were a little kid and being in faces in the crowd? Is this something that you dreamed of as an 8 or 9 year old?
For sure. I looked at Sports Illustrated all my life and wondered how they got in there and what they had to do and everything like that. And to be in it, really an honor. It's crazy to think about.
Now, Tucker, when we have guests like you on, we like to play a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, who was your favorite baseball player growing up?
It's been Bryce Harper for a while, ever since he came on the stage. I love the passion he plays.
Why did you pick Auburn?
My cousin KC cheered there, and we had season tickets. And I fell in love with the campus and everything about it. It's been a dream of mine forever.
You're a wise man.
Your favorite baseball movie?
Probably Sandlot for sure.
Where do you go down to Cobb County to play summer ball?
Yes, I spend most of my summer at East Cobb and Lake Point. Yes.
Who will be your favorite SEC team to beat?
Ooh, I don't know. Hopefully Georgia.
Tucker, listen, congratulations. Thank you so much for taking some time, especially such quick notice. We just found out, I just knew of it yesterday and then this morning. But again, it's always an honor when a Chattanooga area athlete appears in Sports Illustrated's faces in the crowd. So, Tucker, congratulations on your accomplishment and best of luck down the road at Auburn.
Thank you for having me.
All righty, Tucker Bradley, the Gordon Lee standout in Sports Illustrated's Faces in the Crowd. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
The Chattanooga Traffic Network. I'm Parker Harrison with